Coming at you live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Second hour of Old School.
I caught a cramp in my neck, man.
I had to collect myself.
I must be dehydrated, so I got a cramp in my neck, man.
I had to collect myself. That was a good one.
Or I got a big old head. Don't say nothing.
I'm not going to say anything.
I will tell you this.
We're carrying them big pads around all.
Hey, no. This is a true story. So back in college, right, just here, right? So back then, you know, I had a bald head. You know, defense had bald head. And so this is when I was done playing, preparing for the draft. I went down to, like, I think Iguanas or something like that. And it was a little cold. And so back then, you know, the cool thing was, you had a black leather jacket. Now, mine wasn't like the full one, but you just had one. It probably was pleather. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, no NIL deals, no monies, or nothing like
don't
that.
Don't tell
you
people.
You don't tell people the truth.
It was
don't
pleather. Hey, I'm cool. Hey,
look. Until you make
look,
it, right?
My pockets.
Pleather.
My pockets suited pleather. And so what I remember was
pleather pimp. That's what we were.
But I didn't wear pleather pants. So anyway, so after everybody's kind of congregating out there, you know, out when the bars get out, and this dude is drunk. I mean, he was hammered. And it was hot in there, and it cold outside. Mm. And the funny thing about it is he had these kind of, like, Coke bottle thick glasses. I'm like, in the summertime, dude, you could probably, you know, send some ants. That's a, you know, like a, you know, if you put it down, the sun goes there and kills some ants. It was, he was so hot, because he probably, I think he was, might have been dancing in the back. His glasses fogged up. So kind of the couple of guys I was with was laughing, and we were there. It was me, couple roommates. It was me, Tony Ortiz, and I was sitting there, and this is when, you know, obviously I'd been lifting for the draft. I mean, I was in peak physical condition, wasn't drinking at all. He looks at me. He was like, don't take me the wrong way. Don't beat me up, right? And I'm like thinking, I probably will have to beat you
up.
This
is a great way to start a sentence.
But I'm thinking like, all right, I'm just got dressed. Last thing, I ain't even got a check yet. He's like, Jay Foreman, you got a big old head. I was like, what? He's like, damn. Right? And then, this is how drunk he was. He's like, dude, your head is big. And I said, you know what? Just imagine if I headbutted you right now.
Yeah.
And then it was that. But we all had a laugh, you know, so.
And he knew that was the move. When you know that headbutting is your thing, right. Like you've confessed that you have the huge dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that was Dave Butts. Dave Butts had the biggest helmet. I believe it was the largest helmet in NFL history. They had to custom make that joint.
Yeah, a barbecue pit.
Jay Foreman said, thank God I was born with a thicker skull than everyone else.
All right. They threw that. A couple of things. On a every now and then, we have to remind folks. There are things that happen with satellite situations, atmosphere controls, things out of our control. So if you're having difficulty with the radio stream, download the app on your phone.
Yes, download the app, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and pass it along in your company emails. It's Friday. Nobody's working past 12.
Right. Yeah,
so everybody's going to check their email. Just put a
download
like
the
a,
app. Put
like,
it on your phone.
Like it on Facebook.
Blind copy everybody and say, like everything and subscribe. And yes. download the app.
Was it? Download the app, subscribe on YouTube, follow on Facebook, follow on Twitch. Follow on Twitter, and you can get the updates. You hit the little
or just say, hey,
the
Siri.
Little bell.
Hey, Siri.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Do your Siri voice. You ever do?
Hey Siri, play 93.7 The Ticket. Playing 93.7.
Yeah, like this is simple. There's 100 different ways for you.
My phone was about to do it.
Right, yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Or you say, and if anybody has an Alexa device nearby, yeah. It's about to activate. Hey, Alexa, play 93.7 The Ticket. You're welcome.
Yep. I mean, we've come up with all the different ways for you to be able to follow. So when the bad situation or when you go out of range, the app is never out of range.
Nope.
The Facebook is never out of range. YouTube is never out of range. Twitter Live is never out of range.
You can listen to the app with your AirPods in when you're on the porcelain throne.
Yep. Yep. You never even have to explain to anybody. Except for when you just laugh out loud and they go, what were you laughing at?
Right. I got to tell you guys that this sometimes DPR, I send people funny stuff. I don't really take social media serious because I think when people take it too serious and you take yourself too serious, I think social media is not, I think used the right way, it's a great tool, but I think majority of the time it can provide a lot of negativity. But mm-hmm. there was a, you know, I love lions, you know, nature, you know, National Geographic stuff. Mm-hmm. I like to see how, like wolves, how they communicate and hunt. Well, there was a cheetah chasing a gazelle. This is the funniest thing I've seen like in weeks. And you know how, and it must have been like on a African hunt, you know, a guided hunt, but they're watching. And so the video's in there close. So the cheetah's kind of like sneaking up on it. The gazelle gets a head start, right? And for whatever reason, the gazelle had either farted or kind of like diarrhea, like a whole bunch of out of them, and literally the cheetah got it in the face. Right. Hold on. The cheetah, like, you can see it on his face, like, dog, it ain't worth it. It stopped, because the gazelle was going so fast, probably was scared. You know, where they say you crap your pants, like, literally crap, whatever. In the cheetah, like a mist, and they had it slow motion. The cheetah stopped, man. I laughed so hard. I was crying because it was so funny, because the cheetah, you could see his face, like, nah, you know what? This meal ain't worth it.
The stuff I get from Jay always makes you laugh. I have become a fanatic of two things. So if you send me a puppy video, I'm going to like the puppy video. Like, puppy videos, just cute puppies. And I don't care what kind of puppy it is, I'm there. But the other thing is I blame George Foster. George Foster is like this huge hippo fan.
Yo, hippos are wild.
Yeah. Well, but those are the machines of nature.
Yeah, hippos, and they are gangster,
you,
though.
So, fun fact, did you know hippos can't actually swim because they're not buoyant, because they're all muscle? Muscle doesn't float. So really, in the water, they just run along the bottom and just like jump up to get the
air.
They can't swim. They don't float because they're muscle. Solid muscle.
These are the gangsters. These are the gangsters of nature.
They're tanks.
Like, they just are. So those are the things that get me where I'm like, okay, I got to watch this. And especially if it's a baby hippo that, like, doing backflips.
So
yeah, I'm all in that. I wanted to do a thing. I want to take care of the Beatrice Bakery care package giveaway today. And I take Ubers all over town. And every now and then you run into somebody who is just like some of the listeners that, I mean, who Bryce and Pecan Pie, they're Uber drivers who know me. I know them. I know their story. It's part of the deal. It's kind of how I learned the city, learned the people of the city as well. Today's Beatrice Bakery care package is going to go to, and this is a driver that I've met him twice. His name is Jerry Nash, and Jerry Nash is a renovation collector. So when somebody destroys a thing and they put it in the big dumpster, they call. And I want to give a shout out to them, the folks at Uribe, for what they do, right? But here's this dude, and he's telling us, the first time I met him, he was like, yeah, you know, this is my day. I do Uber for fun. I'm like, okay, I can mess with this dude. But he tells, I hadn't seen him in a while, and he told me the story this morning, that he had not taken a day off in 3 years.
Sir.
No matter the weather, no matter the circumstance, no matter how he felt, no matter what was going on in life, 3 consecutive years of showing up to work, cleaning up Lincoln, Nebraska, right? handling our refuse, right? Just
right.
And doing it. I mean, he said he went to his boss and he was like, "Hey, look, I need to take a day. I need to take a week just to chill." His boss is like, "But we need you." And he's like, "Yeah, but I'm one man." But he's one man who showed up every day for 3 consecutive years straight without taking a break. So to Jerry Nash.
That's a champion.
Bruh, listen. I was like, I'm taking your energy with me today. Like, goodness. Right? 3 consecutive years. Jerry Nash, to you, bro. We're gonna reach out and either have you come by since you know where the station is, or we can send it over to Uribe. But we want to hit you up with a care package from Beatrice Bakery, because
there it is.
That sort of effort, energy, heart, I can get with.
Yep, Beatrice Bakery, Rick Meyer, Slick Rick.
Yep,
like I like to call him.
Yep, we'll do that. So we'll toward the break. We'll jump into Husker camp. Some of the things that we're hearing out of it. Let Jay break down what we think. You know, we talked to him yesterday about setting his defense. We may, maybe. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I got it.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.